good to have you back. Well, here's good news. The person in line to be president is Kamala Harris. Okay, that's not the good news. What the good news is that she believes government is the greatest thing ever to create opportunity. And sometimes those in the private sector help out a little bit, too. But it's government that creates greatness in America. Kamala Harris said so. Listen.
I'll speak in a moment about the fact that I think most of us who are devout public servants understand that we in government have great possibility in terms of the range at which we work as government. But when we are joined with our friends in the private sector, we can take advantage of the skills and the innovation that they so uniquely in so many situations are able to accomplish and grow.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Government. We do all these great things. Anyhow, coming up tonight, Joe Biden's going to talk about a bunch of gobbledygook and pointless things and take victory laps for which there are no victories, like in the economy and so forth. That's what's going to happen, right? 100%. Guarantee it. But what he should be talking about is the Chinese Communist Party and the things that they have done to attack America, up to and including putting a spy balloon over us, over 9 states, most news reporting 8 states. I guess they don't count Alaska as a state because it came over Alaska first. And then it was across this big stretch of Alaska where there's nothing because, we can't shoot it down. There's too much. Joe Biden knew about this balloon over Alaska. And the Canadian government didn't shoot it down. And then over eastern Montana where there's almost nothing over eastern Montana. And that northeastern corner of Wyoming. The chance of hitting a house, you'd be more likely to win a lottery ticket for $1 million. That's the truth. But Democrat Cory Booker, well, he's kind of an embarrassment as he apologizes for the Chinese Communist Party and actually says China's working with the United States to prevent spying. Oh, really, Cory? Here's your senator from, where is he from, New Jersey? Listen.
Due to national security concerns, Congress had banned TikTok, for example, the social media app on federal devices. Your home state of New Jersey has also put restrictions in place, but you still use it personally. Does that mean that you think it's too late to go ahead and ban this? It's already on 200 million American devices. Is it just so integrated that espionage is something we have to live with?
No, absolutely not. And I think there's two ways to approach this. One, the proactive step of banning it on government devices is something that the United States federal government's doing, states and even localities are doing. But the other way to go about this is going directly to the company. They are now working with U.S. intelligence folks to try to make sure that the proper precautions are taken so the Chinese cannot get access and use it for spying.
Okay, TikTok, boom. It's not on my devices. Just so we're clear on that. China also increasing their holdings of farmland outside of China by 1,000%. Near Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana and bases in North Carolina, North Dakota, and Florida. Although Governor DeSantis has now said you can't buy farmland in Florida if you're a Chinese corporation or have connections to the Chinese Communist Party. Good for the governor. The concerns are growing about buying farmland. China expert Michael Pillsbury issued an urgent warning on Mornings with Maria for legal action to be taken against the Chinese Communist Party. It's a very important subject. It's a good example of a larger problem, he said. There needs to be a law passed by both houses, signed by the president, monitoring this or saying it cannot be done if it's so many hundreds of miles away from an Air Force base, but there's no action by Congress, none, nothing happening. Of course not, they're getting paid off. There needs to be a law passed by both houses, signed by the president, monitoring this or saying it cannot be done if it's so many hundreds of miles. And according to the USDA, Chinese landowners control approximately 383,000 acres of U.S. farmland, 383,000 acres. And their investments are growing. Fox Business's Lydia Hugh reporting Monday China ownership of U.S. farmland jumped by more than 20-fold in a decade, from $81 million in 2010 to $1.9 billion in 2021. China should not own our farmland. period. Oh, and here's something else. Speaking of China, none of this will get discussed at the State of the Union. None of it. None of it. Former Drug Enforcement Agency Special Operations Director Derek Maltz on Friday outlined the involvement of Chinese college students here in America entering the United States on student visas and then distributing drugs on behalf of Mexican drug cartels. So the fentanyl is manufactured in China, then mixed in Mexico, then brought over the border by drug mules and other illegals, flooding our country because we have no border security. The drugs are then obtained by Chinese college students in the United States on visas to attend college, where the Chinese pay piles of money for the Confucius Institutes on campuses. Then these college kids, according to former DEA Special Operations Director Derek Maltz, are then becoming the distributors of fentanyl and these other illegal drugs, primarily fentanyl, but others as well, killing Americans. How is that not an act of war? How is it not an act of war to knowingly manufacture a chemical that kills Americans, to have it made in China and distributed by Chinese people here in our country? I mean, it's just, come on. This is so simple to solve, it's stupid, right? It's just simple to solve, and it's stupid that we're not doing anything about it. Here we sit with Joe Biden. Yeah, what a great guy you are, Joe. Take another victory lap up the stairs of the plane, if you don't mind. We'd like to watch that. All right, Power Plus mouth guards stop concussions before they happen. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouth guard for athletes in all sports. Using this mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Use the breakthrough technology. It brings concussions down to 0.26%. Find out more at powerplusmouthguard.com. Powerplusmouthguard.com. Use the promo code concussion. Save 10%. If you're going to play sports, play smart. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.